It was an event so important that it had to be captured on film. Yet when it actually occurred, few would even mention it in the newspaper. I'll take you to an event that changed the world, but very few realized it at the time. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. December 17th, 1903, 10:35 a.m. Orville Wright was ready to make an attempt at flight. He and his brother Wilbur sensed they were close to success, and they didn't want to let this moment pass without recording it.
He had the camera here. They made sure they took pictures of everything. The individual that took the picture that day was John T. Daniels. Before that day, John had never even seen a camera.
Jim Cross says Orville set up the camera and pointed it to the spot he believed the craft would lift off. He gave John some brief instructions.
Told John simply to look through that camera, and when he saw the craft in the viewfinder, to just press the bulb. So after that flight, when they went back to ask him if he got the picture, they were surprised that he was kind of quiet for a moment, then told him, to tell you the truth, I was so startled, I don't really remember.
That first flight covered 120 feet in 12 seconds. The fourth flight on December 17th was the longest, 852 feet in distance, and in the air for 59 seconds. It wasn't until 1908 that the Wrights began to successfully market the airplane. They believed the invention would change the world, but how it would do so may have been far different than what they imagined.
Their first thought was that this invention would end all war, because if every country had an airplane that could fly over the capital, drop a bomb, that no other country would be willing to risk that.
Wilbur died in 1912, but Orville lived until 1948. Today, National Historic Sites are maintained in their honor, both in North Carolina and in their hometown of Dayton, Ohio. Traveling the countryside at Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCrae.